When Tim and Buck Busfield launched the B Street Theater 20 years ago this month, Sacramento's theater scene was hungry for new options, and the B Street delivered them. 20 years later, despite the recession, the theater is having a great season and is in the middle of a capital campaign to build a new theater complex in the center of Midtown Sacramento. Here to discuss the theater are its and its history, our founder, Buck Busfield. Welcome.
Hi, David.
Also here is Dave Perini, who is an actor and associate producer.
I'm a company member.
Company member, okay.
Yeah.
And Jerry Montoya.
Who is the associate producer?
Who is the associate producer? All right. Well, welcome all three of you to Insight. And congratulations on 20 years. That's amazing.
It means a lot to us. Thank you.
Let's start with just running down a few numbers, because 20 years is a long time, and you do a lot of shows. Buck, how many shows?
Yeah, you know,
we
were not really into counting until after about our first 10 years, when it became pretty clear to us we'd done a lot on a national level. Actually, we got a letter from Actors Equity Association. They said, "Are you aware that you're the most productive theater west of the Mississippi?" According to Actors Equity, we said we really didn't know that. When Timmy started the school tour, we've done 100 school tour shows, about 100, and we've done 200. B Street shows between B Street, Main Stage, and Family Series. So we're pushing 300 productions, and you know, it's probably 15,000 performances of those shows.
And Tim is your brother.
Yeah, my little brother Timmy.
Actor and has not really been involved with the theater for a while.
You know, not for a while. Tim's specialty is his great vision and passion and creating things. He's great at creating things, and he moves on to the next thing. He's always had a problem straddling a life in the theater and also trying to pay a mortgage and put three kids through college and all that stuff. So he has to take a Hollywood money when it comes to calling.
Right. And I think he lives in New York, right?
He lives in L.A. now. It's back and forth. He's in L.A. now. Yeah.
There's a great image. The B did a piece with a lot of interviews with different people involved, including all three of you guys. And there's a great image of you standing behind Tim's shoulder as Ed. He's describing some great brainstorm to Ed Claudio, who's also a well-known local theater guy. Yeah. And you're just kind of like...
Well, you know why? That actually happened a lot. But in fairness to Tim, he was very aware of that. He would call it his napalm approach to idea making, which is he would just never stop with ideas. And someone had to be the governor, and that was my job, just to say yes, yes, no, yes, yes, no. And I probably refused some really great ideas, too. But he's prolific.
I forget about that guy. He's not around now. Dave Perini, you've acted.
Dave's not prolific. He's a one-trick pony.
That's true.
You're an actor, a member of the company. Some of the shows that the company's done have been very well known. I'd be curious to see what our listeners come up with. But one of them was Around the World in 80 Days, which you
Indeed.
Played, I think, 16?
I think the final count was about 19.
Okay.
You know, they may not have been in the script, but, you know, Buck said, okay, well, you'll still cross as a newspaper guy or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but it's around 19, yeah.
And what's it like being a member of a company where there are, I don't know how many members of the company there are altogether?
I would say unofficially I know there's about a good dozen of us that work fairly regularly, and then there's some other folks that we consider company members who are too popular to come and work. I mean, we have a couple company members, Julia Brothers and Amy Resnick, who we only get maybe once a year because they're working constantly. Julia's, you know, on Broadway
town,
in New York. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Say 25.
Okay.
And that's something that I don't think people quite realize is the degree to which the B Street Theater is intertwined with the national theater
Absolutely.
World.
Yeah, no. I mean, B Street Theater is a new works theater. I mean, that's sort of where we cut our teeth on. And Buck is really good about getting out to the Humana Festival every year and seeing what the new hot new plays are. And all of us, you know, take great joy in reading a review and then tracking down the script and trying to get hold of a script before it gets published. I mean, we do, I'd say, the majority of our shows are shows that have yet to hit the publisher, but we've, you know, have had a few performances, you know, had a few productions done on the national level, and then we are able to get the rights, which is pretty exciting.
So
it's exciting as a performer to be able to dig your teeth into something new, yeah.
And Jerry, Jerry Montoya, associate producer, you have a current show right now, which is the Aliens with Extraordinary Abilities.
That's correct.
And where did that show come from? Because that was written by a local Sacramentan, wasn't it?
Well, Buck actually found that piece, and I'm actually not quite sure where he found
it. Yeah, the women's women's project in New York.
That's right.
And it's a fairly new play, yeah.
Yeah, Buck generally finds the pieces, passes them to me, and my job is more to produce them on the nuts and bolts end of it, whether we can produce this, how we can make this happen, how the schedule works. And, you know, the theater community is fairly small nationwide, and I find other people who've done the show, can we borrow this, can we do that? And we have people contact us constantly. We just did Freud's Last Session. They want to borrow all of our books. So we are part of this great community of working theaters in the nation.
That yeah, and Jerry, and further than that, I mean, Jerry doesn't just take a show and make sure it gets on the stage properly. He's also a playwright and director, too. Because at B Street, we're still, we're what's called a mid-sized theater nationally, which means our budget's between $2 and $3 million, which might sound like a lot of money, but for the number of productions we do, it's really not. But so everyone has to do more than one thing. So the three folks in the room here, we can all direct and write, and Dave can act, and Jerry can dance.
So. And Buck can sing.
I'm a singer.
The three people in the room are Buck Busfield, Dave Perini, and Jerry Montoya from the B Street Theater, and they're celebrating their 20th anniversary this month.
Yeah, right? January. Yeah, Mass Appeal with Tim Busfield and Ed Claudio 20 years ago this month.
Right, and that was, and there, you also have had you've had nationally known people writing plays and having them debut it. Didn't Aaron Sorkin have a show?
Aaron Sorkin did a second production of a play that he'd written called Hidden in This Picture, and we've been fortunate because we did a Joe DiPietro play, which at the time no one knew who he was. We didn't know who he was, but he sent us a script. We liked it. We said we're going to do it, and he said, "Oh, that'd be great." So we did it. This was like 1995 or 96, and he went on to write one of the most produced plays in the country called I Love You, You're Perfect Now, Change. So we've done a couple of his premieres since then, too. So, yeah, and Jim McClure wrote some plays for us. So we've been pretty fortunate.
And
yeah.
Jeff Daniels.
Yeah. Jeff Daniels, exactly. Yeah, we've been doing pretty well.
One of the hottest playwrights in the country, Peter Nocktrieb, just did Bob with us.
That's right.
Out of Humana.
Yeah.
He's a Bay Area, and he's one of the up-and-coming great writers in America right now and came and worked with us on the show. Really a blast to work with, so...
You also have some just tremendous actors, Dave Perini, also Elizabeth Nunziato, Kurt Johnson, Jamie Jones. These are people who are doing really well, so much so that they are, as you noted earlier, Buck, they're not available a lot of the time. How does that work, and how do you keep a stable of actors that is a company while encouraging them to do work that makes them so successful that you don't get access to them anymore?
Well, we stay really busy is one of our biggest things. We do anywhere from 15 to 17 shows a year. So there's a lot of work. There's a lot of weeks that are involved. We pay very competitively, particularly against the Bay Area. We house people. We bring them in. We let them know. And we're doing hot scripts, new scripts. And actors love to do this. You're creating this role. You're bringing it on stage. And our audience... who loves what we do, but it's a very intimate experience. They're, you know, 3 feet from an actor on stage, and very few theaters in the country offer that kind of an experience for an actor to do such great work with the supportive audience.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to actually play it, Dave.
I just wanted to add a perspective on that as one of these company members. The other thing about the B Street Theater that is special and the reason we have such a close company is that it's a joy. It's a genuine joy to come to work. The group that Buck has assembled over the years, what we call our company, it's unusual and it's unlike anything else, I think, in the country, probably. Now, I haven't been all over the country, but it's very rare. And all those people you mentioned, Kurt Johnson, Elizabeth, her husband Jason, Jamie and her husband Michael, we genuinely get along. I mean, it's Greg Alexander. I've not laughed harder than being in rehearsal with a guy like Greg Alexander. So, you know, for us, it's like Buck calls and says, "Are you available?" It's yes. You know, it's not a question. Mm-hmm. So it's a very special thing that we have at the B Street Theater with this company of actors. And I think it's what separates the B Street Theater from other theaters is the actors, the company.
And let's listen to just a short clip from the current comedy that's at the B Street, and it's called Aliens with Extraordinary
Skills
not right. Abilities. Okay.
So, how do you like the city?
It has a special energy. I feel like nothing bad can happen to me here, like it's impossible to die.
That's an intense way to put it. Yeah, New York is great. The perfect city for people like us in the entertainment industry.
I don't work in the entertainment industry. I am just a clown. Funny, haha.
That's entertainment industry, honey. Don't sell yourself short. Here, You gotta learn to be confident. Assertive.
That's a little segment from the current show at the B Street Theater, and we're talking with Jerry Montoya, Buck Busfield, and Dave Perini of the company there. Looking forward into the future, we're celebrating 20 years, but you're also, you're having, I said in the intro, you're having a great year in terms of fundraising and in terms of gifts to the mm-hmm. to the theater, because you are a nonprofit, right?
We're a nonprofit, yeah.
So how's that all going? Because we're all assuming that theater as part of the arts world is having a pretty tough time.
Well,
right
I think
now.
In 2008, people certainly were much more cautious with their money than they are now. And I think a large part of it is that the economy's turning around. We're seeing it. But secondly, and more importantly, I think Bill Blake, our managing director, has got a fundraising infrastructure in there and a board right now that's raising money. So what we're seeing is that individual donations are up, but also corporate are up. So we've had this has been the best year we've ever had, and we're thrilled.
And you're also raising money for the future for a new theater, because as we all know, that you can sometimes be at the B Street Theater and a quiet moment in the show, a train might go by, which is very Sacramento, but can be a little distracting as well.
Well, I think yes, we are. We're building the new B Street Theater on Capitol Avenue. We hope to break ground in about a year and a half to 2 years. We lost a couple of years during the recession, but we're back on track. I think we've been a little modest about stating our case to the community. The B Street Theater is a theater that's growing very fast. It has national importance in terms of numbers of performances, productions, people serve, kids served. There's only one other theater west of the Mississippi that does full-time programming for kids and adults, professional equity stuff. So we're getting our case out there a little bit more, and what we're finding is that the more we get it out there, the more support we get. So we have to move the theater. This is not a vanity move. This is not a move about it's going to make us all happier. It's going to grow the theater into what it is destined to be, which is a major regional theater. So we're finding that the leaders of the city realize that, you know, that smart cities with visionary leaders, they don't allow an asset like the B Street to remain by the railroad tracks. They understand that in other cities that are like Sacramento, that a theater that is of this size and this importance to the community, it needs a better space just so we can serve more and more people.
Mm-hmm. But still, it sounds like a couple of years before you actually
break ground. Hope to break ground a year and a half, and it's a year and a half build. So it's going to creep up on us pretty quickly here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have to, right now we're turning away what most people don't know about our family series, which is our professional theater for kids mm-hmm. at the B Street Theater's second space. We're turning away thousands of kids each year from field trips that want to come see The Giver, Young Tom Edison, Hansel and Gretel. They want to come see these shows. They can't see them because the space is too small. So this isn't just about, you know, a fun, nice place, which is what it's going to be. It's about making sure more kids get to see the show.
All right. Well, Buck Busfield, Dave Perini, Jerry Montoya, B Street Theater, congratulations on 20 years.
Thanks. We do have, if any of your listeners are interested, we'd love for them to call the B Street. We have a few free tickets for Aliens with Extraordinary Skills this week, a few empty seats. We'd love to have them call 443-5300, pick up some free tickets.
All right, and I can recommend it. It's a very funny show.
Good.
Thank you, Dave.
Great. Thanks, David.
You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Coming up, the potential benefits of cycling for Parkinson's sufferers. We'll be right back.